Hi, today I'm going to talk about, is every post you come across worthy of a comment? There are many factors to consider before you start commenting whether this post is worth receiving a comment or not. If you'd like to know more, listen on. Hello, I'm Alice Elliott, the founder of commentingclub.co.uk that shows you how the magic of commenting can increase the popularity of your business, which ultimately leads on to ideal clients. How do you know whether a post is worth commenting or not? You might think that since I advocate commenting, I will say that everybody, you should comment on every single post you come across, but that's not so, because there are going to be some posts which really do not warrant a comment. They could either be totally rubbishly written, and there's plenty of those out there. I can tell you, I'm afraid not everybody's a fantastic writer, and not every post that's written is fantastic. But when you do come across one that is worthy, you have to stop, good idea to stop, and have a jolly good think about that post first before you proceed. Now, I know this all takes time, but in the end, it's going to come with practice, more or less a quick split decision. Once you get the hang of this and you understand exactly what I'm trying to portray in this video. So, well, how do you know whether you should comment on a post or not? Number one, do you know anything about the subject? This is very important to actually write a helpful and valuable comment to a post, because if you know anything about the subject, then you can write a much better comment. If you don't, then don't go down that route. Don't show yourself up as an idiot. Don't write something that's inappropriate or relevant. Just really think, how value can you give, and can you actually ben you know justify yourself for writing about that particular subject if you don't know enough about it? If you don't know enough about that subject, own up. Why not say, can you help me? Can you ask a question? If you've learned something that you didn't know from the post, it's a good idea to say thank you very much for teaching me XYZ. And if you'd like to know more or want clarification about that particular subject, why not ask a question in your comment? That's perfectly acceptable, and authors love receiving questions because they've got something to to do in their reply. They've got a proper reason to reply to your comment. Perfect. If you do know something about the subject, what value can you and help can you provide in your comment? What information can you put in your comment that could change someone's life? It could change the author or any other reader's life. Being helpful is a very important part of commenting. You've got to make it constructive and useful and worthy. And that's can only happen if you actually understand exactly what the post is about before you begin. Another thing about commenting is that it's all about communication and conversation. So if you look at a post and you get to the end and you think, can I continue this conversation anyway? Is there any way that I can add to the discussion? You can look at the other comments if there are any and see if you can continue with those as well. There's no reason why you don't have to answer, you can answer just only the author. You can also respond to any of the other comments as well. You can agree, disagree, add to it, correct or whatever you feel compelled to do. And also, this is also a very important factor when you come across a post that you want to comment on. What mood are you in? Now, this is important because if the post has made you angry or upset, it's not a good idea to respond immediately. So, very best practice would be to stop, go away, and think about it elsewhere. Go for a walk with the dog. Go and do some washing up. Go and do a spot of gardening, like pruning the roses. Just do something else. Just to calm down and get yourself into a level state of mind before you think about answering that particular post, if it's got you in a right state. So, this is obviously to make sure that you provide a really level-headed and suitable comment to the post, but also it's a way of preserving your reputation. You don't want to damage it by putting something down in haste or anger or worse, and then regret it later on. That's something you do not want to do. And the best way of stopping, and if you really want to get it off your chest, for goodness sake, go and write it down somewhere else. In fact, it's very cathartic to write things down somewhere else. Write them down and then go away and do something else so that when you come back to read it later, you're in a better frame of mind and you can look at it subjectively, which is always a good thing. Look at what you write subjectively. Even if you write it immediately, stop and think subjectively. Is this going to be okay for me? And is this going to help me and my objectives rather than ruin them? All good points to think about whether you should comment on a post or not. Thank you for listening. I'm Alice Elliott, the founder of thecommentingcub.co.uk, which shows you how the magic of commenting can increase the popularity of your business, which ultimately leads onto ideal clients. And if you'd like to know more about what I've said in this video, please send me a message so we can have a little chat.